Jobs also insisted that the iTunes store would sell individual songs, not just entire albums. That ended up being the biggest cause of conflict with the record companies, which made money by putting out albums that had two or three great songs and a dozen or so fillers. To get the song they wanted, consumers had to buy the whole album. Some musicians objected on artistic grounds to Jobs' plan to disaggregate albums. "There's a flow to a good album," said Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. "The songs support each other. That's the way I like to make music." But the objections were moot. Piracy and online downloads had already deconstructed the album, recalled Jobs. "You couldn't compete with piracy unless you sold the songs individually."